It's in the Cards with Tony Gilbert is brought to you by the American Tarot Association, where tarot is your tool for personal development and spiritual growth. And here we are with All in the Cards again with Tony Gilbert. And Tony, I know you had a nice Mother's Day.
Yes, I did. A long one.
The weather is fine in Oregon. I guess it always is.
Well, the weather is rainy. So if you don't like rain, it's not a good place to live. But I love the rain. I love looking out the window and seeing all the green colors.
We are well into spring at this point.
Yes, we are.
And we had, when we left the show last time, we were going to continue with a healing session, I take it.
Right, yeah. We're working with your eyes. And this time we're going to use guided imagery. We had talked about it a little bit, but I didn't really give you a lot of information then. But guided imagery is basically when I guide your imagination to a level of consciousness where you'll find interesting archetypal information and images.
And guided imagery, that's been around for a while.
Oh, heavens. For centuries, all shamans of different countries have used it. The Egyptians, priests used it. Basically, we're using the images of our imagination, so the images of our imagination has been with us since the beginning of time. And so different people have learned how to use them. And in our time, it was Carl Jung who came up with it again, and he called it active imagination. And I did a little exercise with you before we started to tape this show, if you wanted to say something about that and your experience.
Basically, it's different than a dream or, I guess we give up control and we just talk about what comes naturally to the mind.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't give up control. You just kind of relax and allow the images to come because you're in complete control. I mean, you can tell the images to go away if you don't like them, and you can also open your eyes at any time if it doesn't feel good.
Well, you want to get right into this, or do you think we've explained it enough for the audience? Or?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I think probably the best way to figure it out is just do it like we did a while ago.
Okay.
Now, we want to. I probably won't come up with the same thing. Right?
No. We're gonna do something else. I was just showing you with an example before I ask you to remember something in your imagination. So this time I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and start allowing yourself to relax into a deeper level of consciousness.
Okay, I have my eyes shut.
Okay, now take some deep breaths.
And I'm relaxing.
Take some deep breaths and pay attention to your breathing.
When you say pay attention to my breathing, what do you mean?
Well, this helps you focus on nothing else except what we're doing. And so if you focus on your breathing, like how the air goes into your nostrils and fills up your lungs, then that's what you're relaxing your mind. So it helps you relax into a deeper part of yourself.
Okay.
Deep breath in. And then just kind of allow your breath to gently flow out through your mouth. Letting go of any tension or pain. And breathe in relaxation.
You're going to make me go to sleep.
Yeah, well, we want you to relax. And then breathe out tension, tiredness, any kind of negativity. And breathe in relaxation and health, well-being. And breathe out tension, negative thinking. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready if you are.
Okay. Now, in your imagination, go to a place that's healing.
When you say a healing place, you're talking about a place that's pleasant?
Yes, a very pleasant place that you feel that you could heal in.
Okay.
Are you there?
You want to know where I am?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in one of my favorite places.
Okay.
Los Angeles, California, Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time in my life when I had an office.
Okay.
In the heart of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
I was a syndicated radio show producer and did lots of commercials.
Okay. Where are you standing in this?
I'm standing on the sidewalk at Hollywood Boulevard and Highland. It's in the middle of the day. It's a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
Clouds overhead, but it's not cloudy. It's a typical California day.
Mm-hmm.
In front of a drugstore across the street from the office building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very crowded. Mm-hmm. It's in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Or spring. I can't tell for sure.
And how do you feel in this place?
Oh, I feel fine. I feel like I'm made for this place.
Okay.
This is a place that I dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to feel that I really have an office here.
Mm-hmm.
I really come to work here every day.
Yeah, great. So this is a healing place for you, place that you feel at your optimum.
Yes, and I can't believe it, but I'm looking up, and coming down the street is a fellow by the name of Chuck Bunning,
mm-hmm.
from Muskogee, Oklahoma.
I'll be darned.
A kid who used to hang out at the radio station in Muskogee was as kind of a groupie. He wanted to be in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to just bug the hell out of me.
Yeah, and here
because he was always, you know, hanging around.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen him in years.
Yeah.
And there he is with another fellow by the name of Lindell, who's also a radio guy.
Yeah.
Well, they're no longer in radio, I don't think. And this, in fact, I know because they tell me about it.
Are they close to coming towards you? Or
oh, yeah.
There?
They see me and they can't believe it right at the corner of Hollywood and Highland that they're running across Jerry Pippin.
I'll be darned.
From Muskogee, Oklahoma. And I can't believe the same thing.
Yeah. And why are
so
they?
So we're talking briefly. I'm waiting for my wife to pick me up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's driving in from Santa Monica. So we're standing there talking. And I'm telling them that I'm going to have to leave them a little bit, that I ask them what they're doing there, and they tell me they're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And about that time, they stop and turn around because they can't believe, but the guy that's coming out of the drugstore is a guy that used to be on one of the Westerns. I can't think of the name of it now. Bonanza, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And They're just standing there with their mouth open, being typical tourists.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And basically, that's about all that's happening in the dream. Finally,
what are you wearing in this dream?
I'm wearing just a sports shirt and a pair of slacks.
Mm-hmm.
Probably beige or tan slacks.
Okay. Now we're here in this. You're here in this imagery because it's a healing place, and you've established that it is. Does this feel like the right place to ask a healer to appear to you?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about asking healers. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
I don't know.
I
feel good.
Yeah.
At this point in my, there's nothing wrong with me at all. At this point in my life, everything's going my way.
Okay. It's possible that this healing place is your healer.
Possible. It's one of the favorite times of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And strangely enough, I've never moved back into that area
mm-hmm.
after I left, but I've always had a weak spot for it.
Okay, well, look around in this area and see if there's, with healing in mind, now we're here for healing your eyes, look around in this place and see if something sticks out for you. As being something along those lines, as
Along the lines of what?
Healing.
Something that pleases me or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, pleases you.
Well, Grauman's Chinese Theater is right down the street.
Mm-hmm. You
and,
see it?
And across the street is a savings and loan building where it's kind of funny. The building I'm in, the only person there that's famous is Pat Paulson. The rest of us are will-bes or has-beens.
Mm-hmm.
And across the street, it's a nicer building, and those people, lots of pretty famous people have offices over there.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything standing out for you?
No, other than it's a nice day, and I'm doing what I like to do, and the future looks bright. And
okay, well, just be in this place. Just be quiet for a minute and be in this place.
Wife is picking me up, and I'm going home, back to Santa Monica toward the beach to get out of the smog into the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is one of the loves of my life, and the place I'm at is very pleasant. It's a nice time. There's no problems. Saw some friends. They see I'm successful. I mean, it's got everything going for it. Let's see. Happening. It's kind of a frozen scene.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's really in like freeze frame, but nothing's, we're not changing from that scene.
Now, we're asking for healing for your eyes.
I still have my eyes shut.
Okay. Okay, let's try this. Let's take your consciousness and go inside your eyeball. And when you're in there, describe it to me.
Well, it looks like there's a few broken blood vessels here and there. And there seems to be some little damage around. It's not smooth screen like you'd think it would be.
Okay, so in your imagination, anything can happen. So you can fix this. You can fix these broken blood vessels. How do you need to fix it?
I don't know. I guess you take out a little kit and repair them. Maybe put some tape over them.
Okay. Well, is there a kit there?
Maybe I could put some lotion of some sort on them.
In your imagination, anything can happen. So you're going to repair the.
Probably this lotion's got some. Regenerative. Capability in it.
Mm-hmm.
Make these things naturally flow back together.
Right.
And be smooth. Probably be a whole lot like back years ago when they used to repair drive-in movie screens.
So you're busy repairing?
Well, I'm kind of looking around at it, trying to figure out what I want to put on what first.
Okay.
Okay, I've settled on this this lotion, and I'm going to soak it down really good and kind of smooth it out with my hands. I really don't know what's happening now. I mean, I've lost the image. Well, I understand where I'm supposed to be. I don't see it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you're smoothing. You're in your eyeball. You've taken your consciousness to your eyeball.
Well, I'd like for it to have been a successful repair job.
Well, does that feel done? Does it feel done? Do you feel like you want to go back? Or
yeah, there's a couple places I need to smooth out yet.
Okay, well, go back and check it out and see how it looks now.
Okay.
Okay, do that. And work at it until you feel done. Okay. Does that feel, the whole session feel done to you? Okay. So you can slowly open your eyes and be back, bring your consciousness back to the room. Take a deep breath. Feel yourself in the chair. Notice your dog's presence over in the corner. Another deep breath. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And when you're completely back in the room, let me know. Okay. How was that?
Well, I mean, how's that in what sense? Can I see, you mean?
Oh, no. How is your vision right now?
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's been getting better anyway, mm-hmm. but it's pretty clear right now.
Okay, good.
I still see a little smoky, foggy.
Okay.
Stuff,
well, just
but not
keep
like
doing.
It did.
Okay, I think that probably if you just keep doing the imagery that we did at the last, where you took your consciousness into your eyeball, and you know smoothed it around and healed it with your hands with your lotion, do that. You know, maybe a couple of times a day. That's a really good meditation for you.
Well, we'll see how it works. I feel pretty good.
Yeah, because you can do this on your own. You know, so keep doing that a couple times a day. You won't have to do it forever more, but just keep doing it and feel how good it feels to be inside your eyeball and working with the blood vessels. You know, tune into a lot of different kinds of sensations.
Well, yeah, we'll see how that works.
Okay.
So that's guided imagery.
Did you have any questions about all of this?
Well, I think I do have the general idea. If you can relax and meditate and envision something, and this idea of repairing your eyeball mentally has been impressed upon me many times before by other people.
Okay. So now you've actually done it. Good. Well, don't discount the inner images, because quantum physics tells us that you and I are not as real as we think we are. We are really like images. We're more like the figment of somebody else's imagination. You know, like God's imagination, maybe. And so, in essence, the images in our imagination are just as real as we are.
Well, yeah, ideal in that. Perception is reality.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's just continue doing this work with the idea that this is really your healing meditation, you know, to go inside your eye and work with those vessels, smoothing them out with your hands and your lotion. And what did you say was a lotion?
Some sort of regenerative power, like a steroid, which there are such steroids out there that have been used experimentally now.
Mm-hmm.
That have actually restored people's vision of what I have. And I have had a dose of a steroid, and it's a slow process, but my eyes have regenerated my vision.
Okay. Well, and now you've got this extra power to use, and so I encourage
it. This appears to me to be more like mind over matter.
Mind-body. Yeah. the mind helping the body heal.
Do you buy into the idea or believe deep down that illness is brought on by the person and their mental ideas?
I think it all is one thing. The mind and the body is all one thing. And so if you're feeling depressed, it depresses your immune system and then it causes you to, you know, catch a cold or whatever. It all works together. You know, so, you know, we should work through our stressful times as fast as we can because it's not good for us. You know, it's just, and as far as people causing it, their own illnesses, yeah, to some degree, and other times, it could be something like karma, too. You know, we don't know for sure everything. You know, so I just...
Yeah, I just have trouble buying into
that. Well, I just leave it as a maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay with not believing or believing in something or not. You know, I just kind of leave it in a middle place.
I mean, perhaps we do bring our own bad luck. Perhaps we do bring on our ill health.
Perhaps we do.
Perhaps we do, but I'm not at all sure that we control everything around us.
Oh, I don't know if we control it either. And like I said, you know, we may have past life issues, or we may be healing the whole earth. Who knows? Our thinking is so limited that we can't know everything. But we do know that this kind of guided imagery does work well in healing the body. There's many hospitals are using it, like I said. Progressive hospitals are using it.
Well, it reminds me of the old joke I used to tell about I went to the Krishna Science reading room and died of a typographical error. I mean, it seems to me that maybe there's truth to it, maybe there isn't. I don't know.
Well,
and we'll
you
see.
Just stay in the middle with it, you know, and just use it and see how it feels to you, you know, and if it helps, it helps, and if it doesn't, well, whatever, go to something else. But I encourage you to use it for a while.
Well, I will.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
What have I got to lose?
No kidding. And it's
and,
free.
Basically, the main thing that I worry about these things is I just may not be equipped, even if it works, if I may not be equipped to really accept that. In that,
you don't have to.
I don't.
You don't
buy into many things.
Well, don't. You don't.
I'm
not asking you to believe anything.
Yeah, right. So I mean, that's the. But subconsciously, I'm thinking that perhaps it might be my own worst enemy.
The thing is, you don't have to believe in this for it to work. I mean, it helps because you're more receptive. But, you know,
I don't disbelieve
right?
that. I'm going to try it, and I'm going to try to clear my mind and be positive and optimistic about
good.
It. We'll see.
Yeah, good. Good.
I mean, I actually feel pretty good about it.
Good.
It's always good to stop and take a deep breath and think and take a break.
Right.
Anyway.
And I think you're really good at inner imagery, and so you may as well use it. You know, it's one more tool. It's a healing art that you have at your fingertips, in your imagination. Actually, not your fingertips, but you're at your in your imagination.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
And it's free. Just takes a few minutes.
In today's health care environment, that's important.
Yes, and steroids are not the way to go for us. Take a lot of them, they can be quite damaging. So, you know, the more you can do for yourself, the better off you are. Not that they don't help, they do, but, you know, if you can, they can cause, they have some bad side effects, so, yeah.
Well, sure they do. This particular one's been very successful treating what I have. It's called Rufab.
Yeah, okay.
We'll see. There's some success stories about it. I haven't had the success other people have had, simply because I've had optical nerve damage due to laser surgery, because of, you have to stop the bleeding first. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Despite what some people tell me, I'd like to see like I used to when I was a young man. Back in those days when I was on Hollywood Boulevard.
Well, there's no guarantee.
The idea of being visually challenged never entered my mind.
Well, you know, that there's no guarantee, but it certainly is possible. You know, help yourself as much as you can.
We encourage people to send us emails and get involved in the subjects. We'd love to hear from you. You can send it to Tony at TonyGilbert.com. or to me at jerry@jerrypippin.com. I've got an interesting email from Nancy down in Sedona, and she said, Tony, maybe you can answer this. Says, I always thought that, let me see how she says it. I need to read it the way she says. I think one of the things that has traditionally been important in tarot readings is that the person who wants the reading touches the cards, and that person shuffles the deck and then cuts the cards for the reader. The reason that is significant is that the physical touch is a connection to the cards that are drawn that provides information for the reading. The person having the reading chooses their own cards, not someone else. What do you have to say about that? Because it's impossible for me to touch the cards. And you do long distance readings.
Right, and a lot of tarotists do. And mm-hmm. I think most tarot counselors would agree that being with the person that you are counseling is the optimum condition for reading or counseling. And it's been done this way for hundreds of years. However, these days we have telephones and email. And so we have a different situation going on. And so we're experimenting with that. And personally, I found that I can shuffle the cards and ask a question for another person and get an answer through the cards that were drawn. Now, I consider tarot a divinatory tool. And what I mean by that is that I feel that it's a tool to connect to divine forces in the universe and communicate with those forces. And some people call these forces God. So basically, it goes beyond our cause and effect world as we know it. It's more like a prayer. It's when I ask the questions. When I shuffle the cards and ask the question for someone else, I feel like I'm asking God or Spirit or whoever you want to call it a question. And so that when I shuffle and I've cleared everything of myself, you know, like if I'm feeling strongly emotional about my own stuff or having negative thoughts or something, I can't do it. I can't shuffle the cards for someone else and ask a question because my own stuff's too strong. So basically, I have to be clear of that. And then I shuffle the cards and ask the question, and then do the layout. And for me, it works. And I think the reason that this works is because my ideas of our world is a little different, and maybe it's a little broader. I had a mystical experience like 30 years ago, and I discussed this in chapter 4 of my book, Messages from the Archetypes. And during that experience, I was in my late 20s, and I was really wanting to know what God was. You know, I wanted to know really bad. And so I prayed, like, you know, daily, and whenever I could. I lived my daily life as I went about my daily activities. But I prayed, and I asked into this universe, you know, who are you? You know, I could tell that this world was just an incredible place. It was really well designed, so I knew that it wasn't just haphazard, you know, and we just didn't happen to be here. And so I thought if I asked and prayed long enough, I'd get an answer. Well, it took me about a month of continually asking. And I was sitting in my living room one night, and I felt this loving presence, this loving spirit, flowing like a river. And at the time, I didn't know anything about this kind of spiritual experience. It was just all new to me. And the river flowed around my body and through my heart center. And I, you know, at the time, I didn't know it was a heart center. And it had a sound to it, like angelic voices, like angelic singing. And it had a very loving feeling. More loving than I can actually feel, you know, in my regular life. And it communicated to me. It didn't say things in words, but in a more of a knowing, more of a communing, that it had no beginning and no end, and it had no gender. So it was neither male nor female, but it, very, very loving. And It had compassion for my struggles. And this whole experience lasted for about a minute. And so after you have an experience like that, and after that I heard that other people had the same kind of experience, that your world is changed. And so when I pray to this loving spirit, and that's when I shuffle the cards for someone else, and I ask my question to this spirit, and then I lay the cards out, and with my client, or someone I'm talking to on the phone, we go over what the cards might mean, and we do it together, you know, so we, it's not like, I don't, interpret the cards just for them, you know, from myself. I feel like we are all part of the spirit. I am a part of the spirit, and that other person is a part of the spirit, no matter where they're at in the world or the universe. You know, and so when I ask for that person, that spirit knows them too. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And I think it's a wonderful expression mm-hmm. of how you feel and why you've been in this field for so long.
Yes.
And I think that's a good way to end today's show. But we'll be back, and I don't know. I guess we need to get some more people involved in this thing, Tony, besides just you and me.
We've had several callers, and this was an email. This was a very good question. You know, and we couldn't have come up with it on our own.
No, we still have more to come up with. The people are sending us emails daily. And please continue to do that, and we'll be doing another show very shortly.
Great.
Yeah, I've always enjoyed it. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Production costs for It's All in the Cards with Tony Gilbert has been underwritten by the ATA, American Tarot Association. Check out their website today. Join the American Tarot Association and start your journey from the beginner through the advanced courses stage. Audio tapes and CDs are there for you if you are a member. Receive the ATA Quarterly for the latest news on the Tarot. View Tarot Reflections for free on our website at www.ata-tarot.com. That's ata-tarot.com.